Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Tom Petty bringing us back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're still rocking on after all these years. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Ellen Rohr. She is the Biz Bones lady. She wrote all the books on that topic, The Weekend Biz Planner, The Bare Bones Biz Plan, Where Did the Money Go? Ellen, I need your website, please, and tell us what we'll find when we get there.
The easiest website is my name, Ellen Rohr, ellenrohr.com, ellenrohr.com. I have lots of free stuff. You'll get a sense of my voice. I've got this blog that we're talking about today as far as being a great employee. So there to help in any way I can. I love helping people make money, employers, employees, everybody.
And her last name is not for nothing, folks. So,
not for nothing.
That's right. Ellen, we're talking about being a good employee, and we in the previous segment, I love what you said about find out what it takes to get fired, you know, and what's the lay of the land when you show up at a place, and what are the values? Isn't that a good thing to do as an employee before you hire into a place? Younger people are really checking out the values of companies, aren't they, these days? It never occurred to me. Never occurred to me when I was getting one of my first jobs to ask people about their values, but now they do.
Well, and that goes both ways now. So social media is a great place for you to demonstrate your values, to express your values, but be careful as an employee and an employer. If you get mad and type in all caps, and if you're too restricted in your political acceptance. In other words, like you can have a strong opinion, but you got to be willing to listen to other people's too. Keep it off of social media. They're going to be checking you out. And as an employee, man, just don't blow your chances.
If your grandmother wouldn't want to see it on social media, your prospective new boss doesn't either.
That's exactly right. Write a book. In fact, write things down. Here's another tip for employees. Keep a notebook. We require our employees have a notebook, single subject, hole punch notebook. You got to write things down. Now, if you can write in your phone fast enough, that counts. That's
fine. What do you want to write?
You've got to write things down. Well, you want to write down stuff, promises that your boss made, for instance. Mr. Boss, I'm going to write this down right here. Why don't you initial it? Because if they're not keeping track, then you can. So it's a good way to hold yourself and your boss accountable. Everybody should write stuff down. We're too old to remember things. Also, you can start to create manuals. Does your boss have a manual? Great. Mm-hmm. If not, you can help them by jotting down the five things that you do when you are supposed to book a call or complete a service visit or whatever it is at your company. If you're writing things down, man, that makes you so valuable. Mm-hmm. Now you're helping to scale this company instead of everybody just trying to talk to each other.
You know, one of the things...
So you can help or you can hinder.
One of the things I know you learned and you talk about in your books and in your work is the old story about if you take care of the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. It's that way with behavior too, isn't it? Because there are small things, and you talk about this in your blog, small things that you may not think roll up to big impressions, but they do. If you're always 5 minutes late, never 10, but always 5 minutes late, believe it or not, people notice that. If you don't get back from lunch, if you're always a little bit late from lunch, you don't want people around the office thinking, well, you know, she'll be here, but she's always a little bit late. Those are little things, and there are other things. Those are little things that they take away from your value to the company and your reliability, the trust, don't they?
Yeah, and it's just a small game. Think in terms of how can I leverage this opportunity? I may not stay here forever. Most people don't stay in the same job forever.
That's right.
While you're there, could you take advantage of free training? You know, they're going to train you. Could you learn something about sales or production? You know, use that time to learn something, even if it's a stepping stone to your next career. Because very often in my life as an employer, as an employer, the boss is key in helping you get that next job.
Right.
It's okay.
That's right.
You don't have to stay there forever. What are your hopes and dreams? And you guys can worry. Zig Ziglar says you can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want.
That's right.
And that applies
that's
both
the abundance.
Sides of this,
that's the abundance philosophy, isn't it? Living with abundance.
Now, can I just rattle off a couple of other small things?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Don't ask for an advance on your paycheck. Just don't. You know, it's not going to help, and now there's one more loan in your life. Instead, you might say, hey, I struggle with personal finance. Do you have a book? Could you sit with me? Could you help me become wealthy? I see that you have achieved some success, and I'm interested in not living paycheck to paycheck my whole life. Do put together a personal budget, and your boss could help you do it. And if not, somebody else in the company might be able to. But these things, you know, getting an advance on your paycheck is not going to get
those,
you out
and,
of the
and even though you might
loan.
Think it's a small thing, it's a window into your – when you do something like that, it's a window into your reliability by the other person. People – but whether you like it or not, people will judge you for your future with the company based on how you conduct your personal life, won't they?
Yes. So that's another thing. If your personal life is falling apart, everybody has stuff. You know, you're having challenges with your wife or your kid or your mom or your dad – leave that at home and don't use it as a reason to do poorly at work. Your job could be one place where you're rocking winning.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you create some barriers in terms of, you know, compartmentalize. I am just going to go to work and do a great job and take a break for the next
nobody, even people
home.
Who care about you when you're at work. You know, the drama needs to stay away from work. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Ellen Rohr.
Okay.
Ellen Rohr, R-O-H-R, is how you spell her last name. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find some cool stuff. Quick break, Tintail. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.